Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Nancy and Ann, the Wilson sisters. They're the founders of the band Heart, bringing us back. Great group. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Wrapping up our 15th anniversary celebration, this hour and the next hour, as we end the extra level of obnoxiousness, as we celebrate this anniversary, this milestone. Russell Brown, I couldn't imagine doing our obnoxious anniversary week with it without Russell Brown. He's been with us now since the very beginning, a founding member of our Brain Trust and the one of the guys we've turned to all these years to help us buy and sell businesses. Russell, in the first segment you said that they're going to be a new normal. There are going to be a lot of businesses sold, and it's going to be a good time to sell your business. In the last segment, you said, or to buy a business. In the last segment, you talked to us about funding it, that you thought that the floodgates were going to open up and banks were going to loan more money to start and buy businesses. So, and I agree with you. If you want to sell a business, if Russell's right, if you're the seller, you need to jump all over this and take advantage of it as long as it lasts. But if you're the buyer, Russell, you've got to live with this purchase. You're probably thinking, okay, I'm going to run this business for the next 20 years or whatever. And you're making a big investment. You're signing on the dotted line. The other guy's got his money and gone. You're still hanging around paying all this off. And so I'm concerned, though, as I pointed out, that this could create a bubble. And meaning that you could be funding, you know, possibly could get to the point where people pay too much for businesses because the money's available. How does a buyer make sure that they don't get caught up in this and they do the proper due diligence regardless of any kind of hysteria that may happen?
Okay, I'm going to give you an exact formula. When you buy the business, you finance it in such a way that you pay it off in 4 years. And you do it either whether you're doing it through the seller, financing through the seller, or through a bank. You make a four-year deal on the purchase of the business so that it's paid off in 4 years. And if it can't pay itself off in 4 years plus give you a good salary meantime, then you don't buy it.
That's it.
All right? So and then you go to the fourth year. Now you're at the fourth year, the business is paid off. You don't have any more payments to make to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if things
You won't be part of the bubble.
You don't have the debt.
There you go. So what he's giving you, folks, is whereas, Russell, let's say that 5 years ago, you and I would be talking about this, maybe 6 years ago, we might have said 5 or 6 years.
I would have said 10 years.
So you're saying now compress the payoff date, make sure the purchase reconciles with an early payoff, meaning you don't pay too much money and you don't finance too much or you don't take too much money out yourself. Whatever you have to do, negotiate harder, get a better loan, pay yourself less money, whatever you have to do to get it paid off in 4 years, that's what you got to do.
Yep. If you're afraid of what's going to happen in 4 years, that's what you should do.
Yep.
And that's the prudent thing to do. And mm-hmm. if you do that, and most people may be prudent, or most people may listen to this program and hear me say this,
yeah,
and follow my advice, and therefore everybody will be
well. What you're talking about is what you're describing is what you've been saying the whole visit today, and that's the new normal. This is the new normal,
exactly.
And
right.
The old normal might have been 5, 6, 10 years of payoff. Now we're saying compress that, accelerate that payoff period, and do whatever you have to do. A combination of tougher negotiation and deferred gratification on your part, and making sure that when you negotiate with your bank, I believe you'll get better terms if you tell your banker you're paying it off in 4 years.
Everything is going to fall apart. Just do it. You want to get into business? That's the way you do it. Do it now. Do it on day one, January 1st. Start.
Well, I'm going to say if you want to buy a business.
I'm talking about buying a business.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's the same thing for starting a business.
Right.
You know, if you don't have any money,
you borrow
the money for 4 years.
Yeah.
At a rate that you can pay yourself a salary and everything, and get on with it.
The startup situation is another one. Hey, Russell, thank you for all these years. We appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome, Jim. And my best to Devana.
It's been a pleasure.
And to everyone else in your family.
Thank you. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he's been for us for almost 15 years and a great partner to me as an outstanding member of my brain trust. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.